Nolte, Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl album angers the woke Swifties. By John Nolte on October 8, 2025. The woke demons are online, tearing apart Taylor Swift's new album over lyrics they find both racist and homophobic. There's much to read between the lines of what motivates these harridans, but let's start with the whining. Like everything else she touches, Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, is a mega-seller. But rather than sitting back and enjoying her latest success, the woke Gestapo is on a rampage. As the New York Post documents, some Swifties appear upset that their goddess might be outgrowing them. Although Taylor Swift is a left-wing Democrat and has made no secret of this, including her endorsement of Kamala Harris, because of the song Cancelled, which contains the lyric, "I like my friends cancelled, some are wondering if she's gone MAGA." "I like my friends cancelled" is the most tone-deaf lyric a white billionaire with MAGA friends could release in this climate, wrote one disillusioned Swiftie. MAGA friends is an obvious reference to Swift's friend Brittany Mahomes, who committed the sin of liking a social media post about the GOP's 2024 political platform. In an obvious reference to Shakespeare's Ophelia, a character in Hamlet who likely killed herself after the title character spurned her, in Swift's The Fate of Ophelia, Swift thanks the man who saved her from that same fate. "All that time, I sat alone in my tower. You were just honing your powers. Now I can see it all. Late one night, you dug me out of my grave and saved my heart from the fate of Ophelia." That was met with this hilariously uptight ex-post. "As an actual English major, I refuse to listen to a song that implies Ophelia might have reconsidered killing herself if she had just dated a quarterback." Swift is also being attacked as racist over her song Wishlist, where she scoffs at the empty dreams of others and asks for life's simple things. "I just want you, 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 yeah, huh. Have a couple kids, got the whole block looking like you. We tell the world to leave us the fuck alone, and they do, ooh, wow. Got me dreaming about a driveway with a basketball hoop, hoop. Boss up, settle down, got a wish, wish, list, list." The leftist word police have translated this into an act of white supremacy. "I want to have your white babies, and I actually want our entire neighborhood to be racially homogenous," mewled a TikToker. Now Taylor's calling y'all childless cat ladies because she's about to pop out some kids. Another critic wrote, "She is free to put out a song about wanting a husband and children and a basketball hoop and a house and a cul-de-sac. But, she has to accept the context that, if she puts that out right now, it's going to feel like propaganda." One cat lady summed the album up this way, "Considering how much Taylor has benefited from and marketed on that parasocial relationship with her fans, it would have been nice to get some acknowledgement of the problems that most of us are struggling with right now." Is parasocial even a word? There's plenty more. You can look for yourself here and here. Obviously, because I'm not a 14-year-old girl or a stunted adult female, my knowledge of Taylor Swift and her music is almost non-existent. But from what I couldn't help but be exposed to over the years, here are my thoughts. Taylor Swift is 35 years old, she's had no shortage of suitors. She has no children, she's insanely talented. A brilliant businesswoman, and now feels the ticking of the clock. So, she's growing up. At long last she's found a man she wants to marry. With time running out and having conquered all there is to conquer in pop culture, she seems to be thinking about the only thing that matters. Family, husband, kids, home, and all the contentment that comes with that. Unfortunately, too many of Swift's fans are incapable of growing up. We're talking about the AWFLs. For in their deranged eyes, growing up means admitting everything they have stood for straight into middle age was wrong. A husband? That's embracing the patriarchy. Unaborted children? Nava. A basketball hoop? What if the ball knocks over my in this house sign? For going on 20 years, Swift had been the goddess who affirmed their lonely, bitter, anti-male lifestyle. She was all about her career, all about wrist-flicking the patriarchy, all about the narcissism of self-care. But unlike these former worshippers, who are mostly homely, bitter, and impossible to live with, Taylor Swift has options. She's rich and beautiful, which means she has a banquet of desirable men laid out before her. She's also smart enough to grow up and grasp the idea that being alone and childless at 40 is no way to live. Millions of Taylor Swift fans grew up with her. It looks like some have stopped that growth process. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.